You can't even make a song come to fruition without knowing his word. So I want to take you to his word. Open up the New Testament. It's January 2009. Let's turn to the book of Luke. The very first chapter. Starting with the 26th verse. I've been looking forward to this sermon. Not just for you, but for me. I always believe, never preach a sermon that don't help you. I'm not above anything that I preach about. Luke, first chapter, 26th verse, reads, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Now float back with me to Matthew 1. The 21st verse. And it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. The subject for this morning is inspiration and perspiration. Inspiration and perspiration. Now, the Lord laid this on my heart almost 2 weeks ago. And it's mainly because I was dealing with some things myself. I want to read you the definition of inspiration. It's a divine influence or action on a person believed to qualify him or her to receive and communicate sacred revelation. Wow. It also is the action or power of moving the intellect or emotions. Mm-hmm. It is also the act of influencing or suggesting opinions. It is also the act of drawing in specification, the drawing of air into lungs, the quality or state of being inspired. Wow. Perspiration. The action or process of perspiring, a saline fluid secreted by the sweat glands. In other words, sweat. You know what sweat is. And so I begin to look at these two words and I realize that you really can't have perspiration without inspiration. And inspiration leads to perspiration. How do we unfold that? Well, inspiration is that thing which gets you moving. It's the thing that opens up your eyes. It opens up your mind to worlds and to ideas that you've never seen or heard of before. Inspiration is that growing urge inside of you to do something, to be something, to be about something. You have to inspire to do well. But to inspire is merely the thought. You can be inspired all you want, but without the perspiration, your inspiration goes nowhere. I'm dealing with the judge. Sandy wants to be a judge. She has to have the inspiration, first of all, to want to go out and do what? Help somebody. Now, the inspiration has been laid in her, but if Sandy does nothing to bring the inspiration to fulfillment, then inspiration is what? Wasted. And so we need the perspiration to get the inspiration in gear. We need to sweat. How did I come to this? Why would God lay this on my heart? Because I was looking at myself, and I remember when we had the fanfare, and my wife stood up here and called me out as I had lost 40 pounds. And I was down to 260 pounds. Well, I had the inspiration to lose weight, but I also had the perspiration to do the work that it took to fulfill my inspiration. But through time, I have put it all back on. And then some. And I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, Lord, what is it and why did I get it back? And he simply said, you stop sweating. You stop working. See, you got the inspiration. See, I know what it takes to be in shape. I know what it takes to be successful. But it requires me to get up off my lazy bones and do something about it. And so if we don't get engaged in our own inspiration, nobody else will. You say, well, you know, I hear what you're saying. And I've been down that road, but things keep beating me upside my head, and they keep breaking me down till I feel like I just can't do no better. I gotta find myself settling for mess. For junk, first of all, as a child of God, you have to settle for nothing. The reason why you're settling, because you have given in to the fact that you have no perspiration. Nobody wants to work to get what they want in life. Everybody wants it to be handed to them. I want to know Genesis to Revelation when I wake up in the morning. I don't want to have to do the work to begin to pour through scripture after scripture, page after page. I got to do work to understand God's word. Oh no, Red, that's not so. Let me put on a CD. Let me hear the. I'm tired of folks talking about what the preacher said. My preacher said that if you. Well, I heard a man on TV say, well, what does God say? Have you poured into his word to find out what God, don't tell him what Reverend Johnson said. Tell him what the word of God said. Tell him what moved you. I'm sitting here and I'm overweight and I need some perspiration, but I'm too lazy. I got some sermons that I need to preach on Sunday morning, but that requires some hours of study and preparation, but I don't feel like reading right now. I'm kind of lazy, so where is my sweat? I'm tired of doing drugs, and I know I want to come off of drugs, but I just want to pray. And Lord, I heard somebody testimony say that when God took the taste, he took it right out and they didn't have to do no process about it. Well, everybody ain't going to get it removed at one shot. Some of us got to do some work to get in there. So you got to understand, if I want to be free from my problem, I got to do some what? Work. I like my drink, and I like to drink my beer, and my alcohol, and my wine. I know it ain't right because I keep going beyond sober or sobriety, and it's going to require some work for me to begin to leave that stuff alone. Well, if you don't put nothing into it, You still gonna be a drunk on Sunday morning. You can come in all you want and say, I've been inspired to stop drinking.
Yeah.
But if you don't do nothing about it,
Yeah. You're
going to still be drinking come Monday morning.
Yeah.
It requires work.
Yeah. I'm hearing you, Reverend.
Inspiration.
Uh-huh.
God gives us inspiration.
Yeah.
He puts it on our hearts.
Well.
You know why? Because it should occupy our time for doing things that are right for God. The problem is that work part.
Yeah.
I don't want to do what it takes. I just want to get to the other side.
Yeah.
I just want to wake up and be slim fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to wake up and be as great as Dr. Gardner Taylor.
Yeah.
I just want to wake up and already be a doctor. I don't want to go through this process.
Well,
I just want to wake up and already be a judge.
Yeah.
I just want to wake up and already be a deacon in the house. I don't want to go through the process.
Yeah.
I don't want the sweat.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
Inspiration. What's your inspiration?
Yeah.
What pushes you?
Well,
what forces you to do the things that you do?
Well,
what gets you up? Inspiration tells you to wake up.
Yeah.
But it's the sweat that gets you out of bed.
Yeah.
It's the labor to pull that leg over the bed, put it on the floor, stand up to say I'm going to face another day.
Yeah.
That's perspiration.
Yeah.
Now, I can have inspiration all day long in my bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to be great. I'm going to make $70,000 this year. I'm hungry. That's inspiration saying you hungry.
Yeah.
But it's going to take some perspiration to get to that plate.
Yeah.
Unless you got somebody to feed you.
Uh-huh.
Watch that.
Uh-huh.
Those are those folks that feed you lies.
Because
they don't want to tell you the truth.
Because
they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Come on now.
And they want to remain your friends.
Yeah.
And they want to be considered a part of your inner circle.
Yeah.
I want the kind of friend that'll tell me my breath stank when it stank.
Come on, yeah. There, Reverend.
That means that I need some folks around me that's going to help me and not hurt me or hinder me.
Yeah.
I need somebody that's going to push me toward the house of God, not pull me away from the house of God.
Yeah.
I had a brother that came on watch night and he said, Rev, you couldn't believe it. They was calling me all over to Rev, let's go to this party. Let's go out here and let's go drinking. And every time the phone rang, somebody was trying to get me away from the church.
Well,
I had to get in my car and I started driving. I drove past the church and I didn't see no cars there. And I said, well, I guess ain't nobody there. So I began to drive some more. But then I came back again and I spotted your car. And I said, put it in park, because that's where I'm going to be tonight. You got to hang around folks with like minds and like mentalities and got the same thing. I don't want discouragers. I want encouragers. I want folks who's going to help me make it to the next day. But that takes some what? Sweat. Folks don't just fall in your life through inspiration. Inspiration says, I need good friends on my side. Perspiration says, you must be a friend first. I got to work to build a relationship where I can call up my brother in his time of need. I can talk to my sister when she's feeling down. But if I don't have no relationship with her or with him, I can't get too far. So I'm going to have to open up what? Myself. I'm going to have to break down what? Some walls. And that requires sweat. God, why you lay such a heavy message on me? At the first of the year. Because I want y'all to be better by the end of the year. See, too many things hold us back.
Well,
the number one thing
is
ourselves.
Got it, Reverend.
I can sit here, and y'all remember, y'all, those who were here, I had the bid. And I couldn't shave my beard until I lost a certain amount of pounds. And I went through all the gimmicks and things of that nature. Yeah. There is no gimmicks to life. Yeah. I guess Nike had it better than anybody. Just do it.
Come on.
You know what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now you got to do it.
Yeah.
You have the inspiration. What's my inspiration? Number one, I'm not trying to die for health reasons. I can control that. I don't want to die because my arteries are clogged. I don't want to die because my heart gave out because I was too lazy. I can control that situation. See, we try to control situations that we can't control, that we have no power over, but those that we can control, we want to sit down and do nothing. I can control how much Bible knowledge I get into my mind because I can open up the book and I can pour in.
Yeah.
But I can't control what's going to happen tomorrow because I don't know nothing about tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I got to take care of what? Today.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Perspiration.
Right now.
Abraham had some inspiration.
Yeah.
God said, leave, and I'll make you the father of many nations.
Yeah.
Perspiration was him packing his bags and going someplace where he didn't know where he was going.
Yeah.
Inspiration needs perspiration.
All right, now.
David.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Came up upon the Israelite army and seen a Philistine talking all that smack.
Yeah.
Inspiration said, I can beat that Philistine giant.
Yeah.
Perspiration was him picking up five smooth stones and a slingshot and saying, now to God be all the glory. You need something with this and with that. It all comes together. Daniel, what about you? I had inspiration. I said, I only want to serve God, no other God before me. I wish your perspiration. Well, they threw me in a lion's den. Lions all around me, lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. But I knew as long as I put the work in, God was going to keep me. Three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What's your inspiration? We will have no other God. Us, no matter what the consequences. Well, what kind of perspiration did they had to put in? I believe they was thrown into a fiery furnace. When they got in there, they wasn't by themselves no more. I said Jesus showed up in there with them and kept them surrounded with the Spirit of God. Fire can't burn fire. Not an eternal fire that never goes out. You thought fire was hot. I'm talking about inspiration and perspiration. Moses, what kind of inspiration you got? I see some folks that are downtrodden, heavy burden, and God is saying, remove them, free them from where they got to go. What's your perspiration? I believe it took 10 plagues of me going back and forth to Pharaoh, and before you know it, I had the whole family of Israel marching out of Egypt. It took some sweat. And you don't want to sweat.
Well,
you want things handed to you on a platter.
Yeah.
You want things nice and easy. You don't understand the God that we serve.
Well,
anything worth having is worth sweating for. Any inspiration that God gives means that I can sweat for God. And God is a rewarder of those who sweat for him. But all this is nice and dandy. But I know some real inspiration. And I know some real perspiration. And as he was talking to me, I said, Lord, is this my change? Is this the moment where I start playing church? Is this the moment where I stop playing games? Is this the moment where I write my book? Is this the moment where I change my jobs? Is it the moment where I strengthen my marriage? Is it the moment where I finally get my children in line? Is it the moment where I finally stop gossiping and lying and backbiting and stealing and cheating? Is this the moment where I come out? Is this the moment where I finally stop fornicating? Where I finally stop committing adultery? Where I finally stop idolatry? Is this the moment that I can move forward and say, Lord, I've been inspired by it. Now help me to perspire. Is this the moment?
Well,
or is this just another Sunday in church?
Yeah.
Listening to a man sweat and preach the word of God, only for me to go home and do the same thing that I did before I came to church. Why are you here?
Well,
you here to hear a word? Are you here to make your life different? Are you here to get closer to God, to get connected? Because if you are, and you ain't been sweating,
well,
it's time to sweat.
Yeah.
Because there was one who sweated for you.
Well,
before you was even in your mother's womb, you sweated. Inspiration.
Yeah.
God said, I need to save my people.
Well,
go back to the text. Perspiration. He gave his only begotten son.
Yeah.
He had to work for us.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it. Lambs couldn't do it. Sheep couldn't do it. Calves couldn't do it.
Yeah.
The perspiration took his only begotten son to come down and die.
Yeah.
Inspiration. I had to die for all of humanity.
Yeah.
Perspiration. He stayed up on the cross.
Yeah.
Never said a mumbling word. You're talking about the creator of all time being talked about, being used, spit upon, backburst of Sunday. Everything you can imagine that you wouldn't want done to yourself, but he stayed on the cross and never said a mumbling word. I'm talking about some real sweat. Inspiration to restore mankind. Perspiration.
Yeah.
He got up from the grave.
Well,
it took a process to die on the cross, go down to the grave, set the captives free, and still get up early on a Sunday morning. He was sweating for me, and he was sweating for you.
Well,
inspiration and perspiration.
Yeah.
My last point.
Well,
inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to give hope.
Yeah.
For tomorrow.
Well,
perspiration.
Yeah.
He said, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
I'm coming back for you. All you gotta do is hold on.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is keep on sweating while you're on the road.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is keep your nose in the word of God.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is keep your face down to the ground praying before the Father. All you gotta do is fellowship one with another.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand, and I'm coming back. I haven't stopped sweating for you yet. I'm sitting right now at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. I'm not on my lazy bones. I'm keeping on working. I'm sweating for all of you, for all of humanity. I'm going to sweat until my job is done. I'm going to keep on working until I get everybody that my Father has given to me. I'm going to keep on working. I gave you an assignment. Go out and make disciples of all nations. If you ain't doing it, you ain't sweating. If you ain't working, you ain't with me. I'm trying to tell you that God has given us the inspiration, but it's going to take us to do the perspiration. The doors of the church are open this morning.